The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
'19 at the U.S. Open in New York.
Rafael Nadal has a fourth U.S. Open title. He survived a tough, entertaining 4-hour, 50-minute match against rising star Daniil Medvedev, 7-5, 6-3, 5-7, 4-6, 6-4.
The way that the match became very dramatic at the end, that makes this day unforgettable, and part of my history of this sport, no.
Winning his 19th career Grand Slam at the U.S. Open last year, tennis great Rafael Nadal will not return this year to defend his title. In a tweet Tuesday, Nadal said, "I have decided not to play this year's U.S. Open. The situation is very complicated worldwide. The COVID-19 cases are increasing. It looks like we still don't have control of it." Nadal needs one more Grand Slam title to tie the all-time men's record of 20 held by Roger Federer of Switzerland. Tour-level women's tennis returned after a 5-month absence due to the coronavirus pandemic as 6-seed Dana Vekic of Croatia beat Arantxa Rus of the Netherlands in the first round of the WTA Palermo Open with only a handful of fans in the stands. The world number 24 won 6-1, 6-2 in a match where both players had to handle their own towels and forego the traditional post-match handshake.
It felt pretty good after a long 5 months. I was really happy to be out there, to be competing, to be playing points, and that winning feeling, nothing can come close to it. So I'm really happy right now.
The tournament offered no showers on site for the players, and they were not allowed to stop and sign autographs or pose for selfies.
We have a lot of really smart people working on this, really a number of committed players who want to play through this. But everybody wants to play safely.
Mark Attanasio, the owner of Major League Baseball's Milwaukee Brewers, says the tenuous season depends on everyone involved with the game.
If we're not smart and safe, then we'll fail. But we do everything we can not to fail.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week on voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.